VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports President Joe Biden is urging Israel to be careful in how it responds to this week's Iranian missile barrage.
Asked if he'd back an Israeli attack on Iranian nuclear sites,
the answer is no.
Saying he and fellow G7 leaders who talk amid fears the region will devolve into all-out war would rather see Israel mount a more proportional response. Whatever it is, UN Ambassador Danny Danone says there will be one.
It will be painful.
Iranian Ambassador Amir Saeed Iravani says the missile strikes were in self-defense after months of Israeli aggression and gave his own warning.
Iran is fully prepared to take further defensive measures.
As the UN Security Council met in emergency session, Secretary General Antonio Guterres pleaded for all parties to stand down. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Charles Ziladesma reports Ukraine is pulling out of a key town in the east.
Ukraine's military officials say forces are withdrawing from the frontline town of Volodya, perched atop a tactically significant hill in eastern Ukraine, after more than 2 years of grinding battle. Volodya is a town Ukrainian forces fought tooth and nail to keep. It's the latest urban settlement to fall to the Russians. Ukraine's ground forces formation, which commands eastern regions including Donetsk, said in a statement posted on Telegram, it's withdrawing troops from the town to protect the military personnel and equipment. I'm Charles Ziladesma.
The U.S. on Tuesday imposed sanctions on Hilltop Youth, a group of extremist settlers in the Israeli-occupied West Bank who attack Palestinians and their property, as well as two Israeli men connected to violence against Palestinians. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said the actions of these individuals have contributed to creating an environment where violence and instability thrive. This is VOA News. Authorities in Nigeria say that more than 100 people are missing after a boat carrying them at night capsized in the northwestern part of the country. Authorities said Wednesday that the victims were mostly women and children. They were returning from an Islamic festival when the overcrowded boat broke down. At least 150 people have been rescued as of Wednesday morning. A frantic search operation continues that is being supported by local divers and volunteers. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports in a new warning on FEMA funding levels.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the agency tasked with helping communities recover from Hurricane Helene and other natural disasters does not have enough money to make it through the hurricane season. Mayorkas says that the Federal Emergency Management Agency can meet immediate needs, but would need Congress to provide additional funds. Mayorkas was not specific on how much additional money the agency may need, but his remarks underscore concerns voiced by President Joe Biden and some lawmakers earlier this week that Congress may need to pass a supplemental spending bill this fall to help states with recovery efforts. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on day two of the dock workers' strike at 36 U.S. ports.
Ports from Maine to Texas closed for a dock workers' strike.
Mighty, mighty union.
With around 45,000 walking off the job Tuesday for the first time since 1977. Dock workers want a contract that doesn't allow automation to take their jobs and better pay. Supply chain experts say consumers won't see an immediate impact because most retailers have pre-stocked holiday goods. However, there are concerns that perishables like bananas and certain other items could be impacted if the strike lingers. President Biden could seek a court order for a cooling-off period to end the strike, at least temporarily, but he has told reporters he won't, instead urging both sides to negotiate. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has announced that it would ban the import of goods from a Chinese steel manufacturer and a Chinese maker of artificial sweetener. The agency Wednesday accused the companies of being involved in the use of forced labor from China's far west region of Xinjiang. The action broadens the scope of a U.S. government effort to clean up supply chains and comes under a federal law that U.S. President Joe Biden signed at the end of 2021. The law followed allegations of human rights abuses by Beijing against members of Muslim minorities. The Chinese government has refuted those claims as lies. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.